stand. If you have your Bibles, turn to Luke chapter number 5. Luke chapter number 5. I'm glad you're saved tonight. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm on my way to heaven. I'm glad I got a God that he doesn't throw the clay away. Amen. A faithful God. He's on the throne. I want all y'all to know he's on the throne. I know in this country the last 2 weeks it has been chaotic. And I said to my wife this afternoon, I wonder what's going to happen a week from today. See, I don't know what's on tomorrow. But I want all y'all to know this. I know who holds tomorrow. And I'm serving him, and he's in control. And I want all y'all to know he puts down kings and he raises up kings. And don't get all worried about this political climate. Let's just keep looking to him. We got a work to do that this world doesn't know much about, and that's the work of spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because, see, I'm still of the firm conviction that it's the gospel's going to bring revival, going to bring hope, going to be help in these wonderful times. Amen. Luke chapter number 5. And I'm just going to give you a few things tonight, just a few principles. And I want you to see this in Luke chapter number 5. I'm going to read 11 verses, the first 11 verses. And here's what I'm preaching on tonight. Going from failure to success. Going from failure to success. And by the way, I don't believe failure has to be final. Amen. Luke chapter number 5. I want you to hear this tonight. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. Boy, I tell you, what we need in our country today is a people that want to hear the word of God. Amen. He stood by the Lake Gennesaret. Now, let me say what that is. That's the Sea of Galilee. Amen. The Lake Gennesaret. And saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were going out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering and said, Master, we've toiled all night and we've taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. When Simon saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished at all that were with him at the draught of fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners of Simon. And by the way, Jesus always had a purpose for miracles. And Jesus saith unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. This chapter, by the way, if you're a Bible student, You know, there's two chapters in the Gospels that tell a very familiar story. One of them is found in Luke chapter 5, and one of them is found in John chapter 21. Now, let me make a statement to you. These are different stories, because the one in Luke 5 is at the beginning of Christ's ministry, and the one in John 21, it was post-resurrection. Similar stories. They had went fishing. They caught nothing. They had failed. And let me give you two thoughts. Well, let me say one thing before I give you the two introductory thoughts. Now, I won't really drive this home tonight. God is not a respecter of persons. I don't know if you got that or not. God is not a respecter of persons. Here's what he's a respecter of. He's a respecter of principles. It's not who you are tonight. It's really what you believe and what you are. Oh, I don't know if you got that or not. See, I believe that God can take anybody he chooses and use them for a great work. Somebody, praise the Lord. I believe God can take anybody he chooses and do a great work for them. See, some of you wouldn't have chosen this person or that. Hey, some of you wouldn't have chosen me. Hey, I was just an old bartender's boy. In the eyes of the world, I was a failure. But see, I want you to know something. God took this little old Sissonville boy and saved me by the grace of God. And God, for some reason, has used me. And I believe it is because I'm a person of principle. Amen. Yes, amen. Amen. It's your principle that counts. It's what you believe and what you hold to that counts, not who you are. In this story, we see man's doing. By the way, when we try to do it ourselves, somebody help me preach, we're going to fail. Hey, by the way, they fished at the right time, at the nighttime. They fished all night. And by the way, they knew about fishing. These were not novices. They were professional fishermen. And by the way, they worked at it. They toil all night. By the way, you can know a lot about what you're doing. You can do it at the right time. You think it's the right time. And you can work at it, work at it, work at it, and know what you're doing and still be a failure. See, that's man's doings. But the master's doings was this. He told him to go back in the middle of the day. He told him to go, look at me. He told him to go back in the middle of the day, when the middle of the day is when they mended their nets. Middle of the day is when they cleaned their nets. The middle of the day is when they rested. It's not smart to go fishing in the heat of the day. But Jesus told him. Amen. Now I want you to know, I'm going to give you four or five things. There might be some of you in this room feel like you've been a failure. Or you feel like you never will be a success. I'm going to give you four or five things. If you'll do it, God can grab a hold of your life and use you in a great and a mighty way. How many of you want God to use you? I mean, I'm 73 years old now, and I still want God to use me. I don't know how long I'm going to be here. Tomorrow I got a little appointment. I've got a test I got to take. You're always concerned about tests here and there, but I want you to know something. John Smith's in the hands of God. I've always been in the hands of God. God's got it. I still believe it, and I'm going to serve him till he takes me out. Number one, If you go from failure to success, look at verse number 5 and verse A, or 5A. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we've toiled all night, or toiled all the night, and we've taken nothing. Amen? Number one, there got to be an omission. See, somewhere when you fail as a Christian, you ought to admit you failed. Amen. Hey, I failed in my life. I have failed. Hey, I've even failed a few times in pastoring. But I want you to know something. You want God to really bless you? You admit you failed. You admit, hey, I didn't do it God's way. But right now, I'm admitting I failed. I tell you what we do in this society, and even in our churches. I've been wanting to say something, Lois, about it anyway. No, there's a bunch of guys out there think they know it all. And they're willing to take shots at everybody all the time. They get on social media and they got this beef and they got that beef and they fuss about this and they fuss about that and they tear down the brethren. I ain't got time to tear down no brethren. I think we need to build each other up. We're in a battle. Hey, listen to me. It's hard enough to succeed and instead with a bunch of people always talking a bunch of junk. And I know what I'm saying right now will get on the airways and it'll get on social media, but I don't really care.
Amen.
Good preach. Hey, by the way, you ought to have something better to do than trying to hurt somebody.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Hey, by the way, I'm an independent Baptist, but I want to tell you what, we're all different. We don't need to be poking at somebody all the time. Don't we have something to do for God? I just thought I'd clear the air. I'm not in there. I want all y'all to know something. You look at your pastor. That's not me. I got enough problem with me. And I want God to use me. And he sure won't use you and you and me if we go out on social media and act like a fool and think we know everything about everybody. Amen. Anybody can write a stupid text or a stupid post and hurt somebody. You said, that's not really part of your message. Well, I'll put it in there anyway. Amen? Let me say, there got to be an omission. There's been some times in my Christian life that I admitted to God. I just got on my knees and I repented. And I said, God, I blew this. I meant it. I failed, God. By the way, I failed. Hey, by the way, are you man or woman or boy or girl not to say, I failed, God, I meant it.
Right. Amen.
I tell you, the first step towards success is to admit that you failed because of the arm of the flesh. Is that good preaching? Number two, I told you I move. Look at 5B. Now remember the story. They just fished all night. They caught nothing, but they admitted it. But look at the next phrase in verse number 5. And it said, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Not only, if you want to go from a failure to success, first you admit you failed, but secondly, you agree to do it right the next time. An agreement. And by the way, I want to tell you what you need to agree with. It's not my opinion. It's not my opinion you need to agree with. You need to agree with this. If this Bible tells you you ought to do something, then you ought to follow this Bible. Hey, you follow this Bible before you follow me. See, the Bible said, be me followers of me as I am followers of Christ. As long as I stay in this Bible, you stay with me. I get out of the Bible, you go somewhere else.
Amen.
Am I preaching?
Yeah. Amen.
See, what you got to do is say, Lord, I admit it, I failed.
Right.
Now, here's what some of us do. We try to rationalize it. Wait a minute. We just fished at the best time. What in the world are we going back out there for? In the heat. We will not succeed. But you know what they said? God, you said it. I believe I'll agree with you. There's been some times, Lois, in my life that God showed me something in his Bible that I really didn't want to see it. And God showed me through his Holy Spirit, and I really didn't want to hear it. But I want you to know what I've done. You need to get beyond yourself tonight and say, well, I agree with God.
Amen. That's right.
You know, we fight about what Bible we ought to use. I think we ought to read it more instead of fighting about what Bible we ought to use. We know what Bible to use. We ought to say, okay, God, you said it in your Bible. I'm going to agree with you, and I'm following you.
Amen.
I remember when he called me to preach. He gave me a verse. I want y'all to know something. Your pastor didn't just jump into the ministry. God showed me in his word. And I fought it for about 5 months. I did. But he showed me in the word. And what am I going to do, Lois? He showed me. And by the way, I knew something was going on. I was preaching at nighttime to myself. I was preaching while I was in the bed. I was building a church right in bed. Never been called to preach. You said, what was that? It was God working with me. You want to stop being a failure? Quit listening to the opinions of everybody in this world and start listening to this.
Amen. That's good counsel.
Some knucklehead came to me here a week or so ago, and he was knocking somebody. And I don't usually do this, Lance. I'm getting old and I'm really sick. I don't want to fight with a bunch of people.
Right.
But he started knocking somebody. And you want to say to him, Allison? I really did. I looked at him. I said, can I ask you a question? Are you jealous of that guy? Or what's wrong with you? I said, is he preaching the Bible? I said, does he preach the truth? He said, oh, yeah, there ain't nothing wrong with his preaching. I just don't like some of his methods. We might not like some of my methods, but ladies and gentlemen, if I'm preaching the truth and staying true to God, let's leave it. Listen, I'll let every one of them stay before God.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir, preacher.
Am I preaching?
Good preacher.
I can't hardly get off this tonight. I want you to know something. This is the most important thing you ought to agree on.
Amen.
It's not my opinion. It's what the word says. Is that good? Let's go. I told you I was hurrying. This ended up being better than I thought it was. We had to admit that we failed. Number two, we've got to agree with the word. And number three, in verse 6, I'll tell you what's going to happen. Somebody help me here. You'll see an accomplishment. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net broke. They had an accomplishment. You know, I've been doing some reminiscing. This is our 60th birthday here at the church. And many of you haven't been here the whole time. I do want to put this out. If you went to church here pre-John Smith, would you please put that on a paper and tell me you was here pre-John Smith? Because I want to recognize everybody that was here pre-John Smith. That's 46 years. And I want to tell you what I've seen. Look at this verse. When they had this done, what did they do? When they said, God, at your word, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. It was a sufficient accomplishment. It was a superseding accomplishment. I look back on my life, and I've tried to be a person of principle. Have I done all right? No. I'm a man. But I want to tell you with all my heart, I've tried to please him. Amen. And I agree with him. Amen. And it blesses me that he took us from 80 people. We sent 140 to camp. Amen. This year. Amen. And went from 80 people to where we got over 1,000 on the road. And you said, why'd that happen? It's not because of me. It's not because of this man or a deacon board or a personality. It was just I simply said, God, I can't do it myself. I agree with your word, and I'm just dependent on you for the results. That's it. Is that it or not? Quit trying to depend on yourself. You'll fail every time. And God done great things. He's still doing great things. Could you imagine that we're in a $5.7 million first phase building, and we may not have that all paid off by December, but we're going to have a big chunk of it. Aren't we, Brother Green? And I am praying that the second phase, God just puts his hand on it. That's where we'll build the highways and hedges part of that building. By the way, it's all for his glory. If we accomplish anything, it's because of him. Allison, I was glad to see you tonight. I meant to tell you this morning, I'm proud of you. I'm proud that you stepped out by faith. I talked to a couple people in the last couple weeks about you. And here's what they said. She's been a blessing to our church. Thank God. Amen. God will use you if you admit your failures, agree with his word, and you'll see accomplishments. And then verse 9, they were astonished. I look around and see what God's done for us. And I'm absolutely astonished and I'm amazed. But I tell you, ought not to surprise us, because God's not a liar. God's on the throne. And he said, if you meet this criteria in your life, I will bless you. Now I'm going to finish. Look at verse 10. Now, well, let's close this. What was this miracle all about? What was it all about, Chandler? Was it actually just about them going and getting a boatload of fish? Is that really what this miracle is about? Come on. Was that what that miracle is about? No, no, no. They caught a boatload of fish. But then lastly, there's an assignment. And I want you to look at it, and I'm done. Lois, you go ahead and get to the pen. And I want you to notice the assignment. Look in verse 10. If you're there, say amen. Amen. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus saith unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. You know what the big picture is? It's getting people saved. It's getting them walk down the aisle and baptize them like we did this morning. Amen. That's it.
Right. Yes, sir.
You know why we're seeing so much foolishness that I talked about earlier in the message? These people, you know why we're talking about some of that foolishness? Because there's a bunch of people that think they have arrived and they have forgot there's a mission. And that's catch men.
Amen.
Now they're more interested in destroying somebody. More interested in letting their opinion be known. I tell you what interests me. Catch a man. Being a soul winner. Reaching out to people. There's a lot of people hurting. I want folks that come in our church to know that I'm your pastor and I'm here for you. If you're hurting, I want to help you. We got an assignment. I wonder how many of us pass that track rack and just pass it and never get one in our hands. This, actually, I want you to know, this thing ain't about building a big kingdom here for John Smith or anybody else. It's about reaching people one at a time. Am I all right? One at a time. And then discipling them. There's a young lady. I looked to see if she was here tonight. She's not. Wednesday night, she rededicated. Came in to see me, and we talked. And she said she wanted to rededicate Wednesday night. I told her, I said, God loves you. And we love you. Somebody help me here. By the way, the love of God looks beyond color, race, and it looks to the heart. And I've got an assignment. I've been doing this assignment for 51 years. And until they plant me in the grave, and one day they will, I'm going to keep doing it.
Amen.
Keep preaching. Keep loving people. Keep helping people that's hurting. That's my assignment. What about your assignment? I wonder how many tonight, sometimes you feel like a failure, but you just come around the altar tonight and say, you know what? Sometimes I do, but I want you to know, I want to come tonight and tell God I'll agree with his word. And I want to follow him and do whatever his Bible tells me. Would you do that tonight? Let's stand. If God spoke to you, just come. Our Father, thank you for this little Bible study. God, help our people. Touch us. God, I want to see great things done for your name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Are you coming? You ought to come.